Sach ich gab bei da mich mit war beim magdischen Haus. Wir haben war re und look carbonis hat sie. In das nur lohnen mit war Deber Rabbi Akiva. Somebody who is magdish all of his possessions. He makes magdish his possession. And including his possession are things that are fit to be used for carbonis people. Such as ketores, a wine that would be used for the nesach, or oil and flour that would be used for karbanos ha-mincha. Even those things that are fit to be used for karbanos tzibur could be given to craftsmen of hegdish for their wages, and then they would become chulin. Once they are given to the craftsmen, they would no longer be hegdish according to Rabbi Akiva. Even those things that are hegdish cannot become chulin unless they are redeemed for something else. In this case, they are being redeemed for the malacha, for the work that was done by the craftsmen. And therefore, when they're given to the craftsmen, they would no longer be hegdish according to Rabbi Akiva. And then afterwards, hegdish can go ahead and take money from the Trumas HaLishka and buy back the wine, oil, and flour, or the ketores from the craftsmen, and they would use that for korbanos tzibur. Amar lo ben Azai, einehi hamida. But as they said to Rabbi Akiva, this method of giving the wine, oil, and flour of hegdish directly to the craftsmen and having it being redeemed on the malacha that was done is not the same method that we had in the previous Mishnah with regard to the surplus ketores. In the previous Mishnah, we didn't give the surplus ketores directly to the craftsmen for their wages before redeeming it first. And obviously we hold that you can't redeem hegdish on the malacha that was done. It first has to be redeemed onto money, and only after it's redeemed onto money can we give the surplus ketores for wages to the craftsmen. Ella Mafrisha Mehen Schar Umnit. So instead, we would do the same thing with regard to the wine, oil, and flour as we did in the previous Mishnah with regard to the surplus ketores. We would first give wages to the craftsmen from the Trumas HaLishka. And now the money that was given to the craftsmen becomes chulin. Umechalin Osan Amos Umnit. Then we take this wine, oil, and flour of hegdish and redeem it onto the money that was given to the craftsmen. So now the money that was given to the craftsmen becomes hegdish, so it's returned to hegdish, while the wine, oil, and flour is no longer hegdish since it was redeemed onto the money. Then we take the wine, oil, and flour that had become chulin and we give it to the craftsmen for their wages. And then we take money from the new collection and we buy back the wine, oil, and flour from the craftsmen. And that way, the wine, oil, and flour had not been redeemed onto malacha, which according to Ben Azai cannot be done. Instead, we had redeemed the wine, oil, and flour onto the money that was given to the craftsmen. And only after the wine, oil, and flour had been redeemed did we give it to the craftsmen for their wages. And then we would go ahead and buy back the wine, oil, and flour from the craftsmen with the new collection of Master Tashakov that we collected for the upcoming year. Somebody who is magdish his possession, make the property into heads, and included among his possession are animals that are fit to be brought to the korban on the mizbeach. And he has both male and female animals. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Zacharim Yimachru Letzorche Oilon. When a Keva is Yimachru Letzorche Zibche Shlamim, with the Mayim Yiflo of Sharna Chasim, Lebedek Habayim. Rabbi Eliezer said, the male animal should be sold for somebody who wants to buy an animal to bring a korban ola. And the female animal that are not suitable to be bought for a korban ola should be sold to somebody who wants to buy the animal to bring a korban shlamim. And the proceeds of the sale should go with the rest of the property for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayis, for the purposes of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. As somebody who is magdish an animal that is suitable to be brought to the korban, that animal has to be brought to the korban. Cannot use that animal to be sold and to use it for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash without the animal itself being brought as a korban. However, since the person was magdish not only the animals, but also all of the rest of his property, he had in mind that all of his property, including the animals, should go for the Bedek HaBayis. So therefore, what we do is, we sell the animals to people who would bring them as a korban. And the proceeds of the sale should be used for the Bedek HaBayis. That way, all of his possessions are going for the Bedek HaBayis, while the animals themselves will be brought as a korban by the people who buy them. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm when the kevah is yimachu l'tzorchei zibchei shlamim, v'yavi v'dmeim olos, Ushar Nechasim Yiplu Lepedekabad. Rabbi Yeshua said, if somebody is magdish all of his property and he has male and female animals that are suitable to be brought as a korban, the male animals should be brought as a korban ola, while the female animals would be sold to somebody who wants to bring a korban shlamim, and the proceeds of the sale of the female animals would go to buy an animal that would be brought as a korban ola, while the rest of the property would go for the Bedek HaBayit, for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua holds that somebody who has marked all of his property, even though all of his property other than the animals would go for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayit, however, he has in mind that animals that are suitable to be brought as a korban should be brought as a korban, but only as a korban that is totally ligavot, totally tashem, not as a shlamim, which is also eaten by the kohanim and the owner. So therefore, he only has in mind that the animals should be brought as a korbanola. So if he has male animals that are suitable to be brought as a korbanola, those animals themselves would be brought as a korbanola. We would not have to sell those animals. While if he has female animals that are suitable to be brought as a korbanola, so we'd sell the female animals to somebody who wants to bring it as a shlamim, and the proceeds of the sale would be used to buy a male animal that would be brought as a korbanola, while the rest of the property would be used for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayit. Rabbi Akiva, Roa ani etibri Rabbi Eliezer me dibri Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer hishvah es midasu Rabbi Yeshua chol. Rabbi Akiva said, I see the words of Rabbi Eliezer as being correct more than the words of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Eliezer's words are consistent, while Rabbi Yeshua's words are not consistent. As Rabbi Eliezer is being consistent that somebody who is mortgaged property for the Bedek HaBayit, all the property should be used for the purpose of the Bedek HaBayit, including any animal that he does have. Although the animal themselves has to be brought as a korban, they would be sold, the proceeds would be used for the Bedek HaBayit. While Rabbi Yeshua is not being consistent, as according to Rabbi Yeshua, somebody who is mortgaged property, although the rest of the property would be used for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayit, the animals themselves would be brought as a korban, so that is not consistent, as some of the property is brought as a korban, and some of the property is being used for the Bedek HaBayit. Amar Rabbi Papai, Shamati Kedibre Shrein, Rabbi Papai says, I have heard that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are correct, it would just depend on the method that the person is magdish his property. Shamagdish Pefer Kedibre Rabbi Eliezer, somebody who is magdish the animals explicitly, he says, I mean, magdish all my property, including the animals, in such a case we would follow the words of Rabbi Eliezer that even the animals would go for the Bedek HaBayit. We would sell the animals to somebody who wants to buy them for a korban, and the proceeds would go for the Bedek HaBayit. And since he explicitly mentioned the animals when he was marketing his property, and he did not specify that the animals should go to the Mizbeah, so obviously he had in mind that the animals should be used for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayit, just like the rest of his property. But somebody who is magdish his property stam without specifically mentioning the animals, although the animals are included in the hekdesh, then we would follow the words of Rabbi Yeshua that the animals would be brought as a korban while the rest of the property would be used for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayit. And since he did not specifically mention the animals, and the din is that somebody who is magdish animals, the animals must be brought as a korban, so we feel that he must have in mind that the animals would be brought to the korban while the rest of the property would be used for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayit.